Mayor Tom Barrett wants more authority to choose the next MPS superintendent and have more control over school board members. Governor Jim Doyle is expected to try to convince state lawmakers to help Barrett's plan. Two Latino groups, the League of United Latin American Citizens, or LULAC, and the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce of Wisconsin, say they support giving the mayor more power over the Milwaukee schools as long as three conditions are met. The conditions are that the school board be culturally representative of the student body, that the governor and state schools chief boost the number of Hispanics in senior management at DPI, and that the public could vote on whether to reauthorize the takeover plan after a certain period of time. LULAC State Director Daryl Maureen says the requirements would help diversify the schools.
The more representatives you have, the better you can design your curriculum, the more you can talk with their parents. Parents are a very critical piece.
Maria Monreal Cameron of the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce of Wisconsin says 25% of the kindergartners in MPS are Latino, and she says that's symbolic of what's happening in many U.S. communities.
The United States is in a huge transformation right now with the brown faces, with the Hispanics leading the way.
Tonight, the president of the current Milwaukee School Board plans a community meeting against the MPS takeover, and takeover opponents have a news conference scheduled for Monday. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.